Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. May I please have the zip code to pull up your account?
78. Well, my zip code where my shipment comes to?
Yes.
78133.
Okay, thank you for that. May I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Elizabeth Martinez.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Martinez. Can you verify your address for me?
It's 401 Edenwald Road, Canyon Lake, Texas, 78133.
All right, thank you so much for that verification. I do have your account located here where your last order that you placed was back on the 10th of February for your Ultra Pure. And how can I help you?
Okay. When was that? I want to know two things. I know that it's arrived, but I need this information anyway. Shipment was shipped on what day, ma'am? February the 10th?
That's the day it was ordered, February 10th.
The 10th, okay. All right. Now, did you debit my account?
On February the 10th.
The same day that?
Yes, ma'am. The same day that you placed the order. Yes, ma'am.
It was okay. All right. Because I have been calling about this since I created an account so I could get it every two months.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already talked to someone about it in December and in January. My December shipment was on the 10th, you know, or the 12th, you know, depending, I guess. But it looks like my shipment, from the time that I set up an account, it was on the 10th of the month, so I guess it's falling like that. So my second shipment arrived, but my problem is, ma'am, and I've talked to someone in December, in January, and February, and really October was when I set up my account.
Okay. Hang on one second. You have two accounts.
Excuse me?
You have two accounts. Are you getting double shipments?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
no.
Hang on one
that
second.
It has nothing to do with double shipments.
Hold on
it
one
has,
second. Because you, okay. I'm showing two different. You're getting two orders a month. Hold on. Because
no.
Your last shipment was on December the 10th. And then you had another shipment on December 21st.
Oh, yeah. The 21st wasn't my subscription at all. When I called,
okay, this
is
Omax Sleep. Okay.
Yeah. On that day, I was, in fact, telling her my problem. And this is, and before the end of the call, she said that they had the Omax Sleep on sale if I wanted to buy it. And I said, yeah, I tried it before. Let me try it again. That's what that on December 21st said. But the thing is, ma'am, I created my account with you October 10th, around
mm-hmm.
there. And I set up all the thing and then used whatever card I was going to use. And when y'all were going to ship or however you do it, my account was debited for October. Now, after October, here comes 2 months later, which is December. It's
mm-hmm.
time for me to get my second shipment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since December, ma'am, the December shipment for $63.92 has never debit my account. In fact, I'm still carrying that amount, including the Omax Sleep of $6.99 on my balancing my checkbook. You know how you balance your checkbook? And
mm-hmm.
If you have something that is outstanding, you just wait for it to clear. Well, I've been carrying that $63.92 and the $6.99 up to February. And now that my February shipment, I have received and everything, and I've yet to see y'all debit my account for $63.92.
For February shipment.
Excuse me? Yes, my February shipment. And I have talked to y'all three times.
Yeah.
And I've talked
and I'm
to
showing
my
where
bank
they,
four times.
Where the bank was confirming that they didn't get the that you weren't billed, but for whatever reason on our end, Ms. Martinez, it's showing that it's charged. It's showing that we're billing you successfully, because if we weren't able to charge you successfully, your order wouldn't ship out.
Yeah. Well, on
now the card. Let's see. Let me go back and see if I can see what card is being billed, so we can confirm the card number.
Okay, let me get my card.
Okay, let's see. Trying to see if it'll give me the last four digits that was billed.
Excuse me?
I'm trying to see if I can find the card that was charged so we can verify the charge.
Okay.
All right, it's going, the card that's being billed is the Visa ending in 0033.
Correct. And I think it's pretty odd, ma'am. In October, when I set up the account, added this card for y'all to draft my account every 2 months when I got the Omega 3. It's kind of strange that y'all drafted my account in October for the October when I was setting up the account. And I have proof because I looked at my statements. And besides, every time that my card is being used, I get a text alert. And on that, in October, when it went through and y'all shipped my products for the first time on the subscription, I got a text alert.
But you didn't get one for December
or
this
February.
Month.
And back to what I was saying, ma'am, I called December the 1st, and finally someone, a rep like you, had to ask their management to look into it. And I spoke with Amy. And what the next step for them, they were supposed to look into it and everything. But I had to call back, and it would take about 7 or 8 days. And, of course, we're past 7 or 8 days because that was February the 1st. Now I want you to connect me to that department. She has a different number. I think they called 800-765-6691. Correct?
Yeah, that's our customer service number. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That number, she called me to tell me that the next step was for their corporate office to look into it, because she told me.
And I do see that they did send the information over to corporate. So it's just a matter of corporate getting back in touch with us to letting us know the resolution of what's going on. But they haven't reached back out to us just yet.
Really? Well, it's been 7 or 8 days. That's all it was supposed to take. And I was supposed to call after 8 days, you know, to be sure, but I didn't, you know. So now I'm thinking about it, and the quad is so strange that Amy told me that it was strange because they haven't had.
We haven't had any problems like this before. Yeah, this is the first time this has ever happened as far as the customer honestly calling us and say, hey, you're sending me stuff and not being billed. But as far as our system is concerned, again, it's showing that it is being charged. Did the bank ever state why they weren't showing the billing?
I called them more times than I called Joe, and I called Joe like 3 or 4 times. That finally, OMAX said, you're going to have to get one of your banks
to give us the call.
Yeah, and we did that. I think we did that on February the 1st, I think. Because she looked into my account, and there's no transactions.
Yeah, I do see that information was listed here as far as the notes on the account.
She said so. And then when I called them, I told them, but they don't want me to call you and then connect you and bring you on. You have to be the one to call and put me in your what do you call it, circle that I can listen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it that way finally with me. He had me on the phone when he called me back, and his name was Jose, and at First Financial Bank in Abilene, Texas, and because that's where I'm from, but I'm retired and I live in New Brunswick. But he got that through and told them that they looked and I don't have no transactions on my statement showing that. And the very first time I talked to my bank, this is what they said, that you are saying that when you're looking at my history, it was approved.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. This is what they tried to explain to me, the bank. Now, when they're going to run your card, they send it through, and right away, it's going to tell you if I had money or not.
Mm-hmm.
So they give it an approval, what do you call it?
An authorization hold.
Authorization, but they told me this, but you're not following through finishing it.
With the authorization hold?
Yeah, as a whole. I mean, you get an authorization code that says, yeah, the money is there, but you're not, the system is not completing the process. And then she told me that they have up to 6 months to do it. Well, I don't want y'all taking 6 months. When my shipment has been shipped, I want you to debit my card and me see it. And here I have a $6.99 for December the 21st for the Oakley. $63.92 for the December shipment, $63.92 for February shipment. So I need to know what your corporate office is, man. Y'all had enough time, because I didn't even call you after eight days.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told the person, pretty soon my shipment will be due again on the 10th.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
We'll find out about it, you know, way before then. But nobody has called, so now I'm calling again, ma'am.
Okay. No problem, Ms. Martinez. We'll make sure we get everything sorted out for you. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold really quickly?
That's fine, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. All right, Ms. Martinez, I do apologize for the delay. I did have to speak with my manager about the account so we could actually see what was going on. I do want to confer with one more manager. What I'm going to do, Ms. Martinez, the other manager that I need to speak with, she's out today. She won't be in until tomorrow. But first thing when I get here in the morning, I'm going to get with her on this account so that way we can get you a concrete answer. And I'm also going to get in touch with the corporate office, try and see if I can get a contact back from corporate at least by the end of business today. So that way when I'll give you a resolution call tomorrow. If you're not available, I'll leave you a message. But I would like to call you back tomorrow to see if we do find out any information that I can further help you on this account, because I don't want to get these charges to get so behind till then all of a sudden we got one big, huge chunk coming out of your card.
Right. Something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure as to what's going on. But, again, we'll get it worked out, because this has been too long, and also you've been calling in several times. So I don't want to have you keep calling in. So what I'm going to do is make sure, again, that I stay on top of this account for you, and I'll reach back out to you on tomorrow when I have a definite answer for you.
Okay.
Is it 325-864-9197? Is that a good contact number for you?
Yes, okay. Ma'am. And also, ma'am, remind them of what I've said. The first time
I set up an account,
in October, ma'am, mm-hmm. and that's the only month
that you were charged.
Come across.
Yes, ma'am, and they do have that notated here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, every time you call in, each agent, they take notes of exactly what you're saying.
Oh, good.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why I was able to follow along with you and understand what you were explaining to me. But I'll make sure that I do get everything taken care of. Again, I don't want it to get out of hand to where, again, we have this huge chunk being taken out of your card, and you're like, well, wow, what happened?
And here I'm already...
Because this is the first instance that I've had this go on, and I've been on this for about a year and something, and this is the very first time that I've had this happen.
And what is your name again?
My name is Shaney, and I do spell it Shaney.
And Shaney, like you said, that you never saw this before, and then I tell myself, why does things like this happen to me?
Hey, you're special, Miss Martinez.
I'm special. I tell you.
You know, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm definitely going to make sure this. I'm not going to sleep tonight until I get this taken care of. And I'm just a stickler of a person when I'm serious about this. But I promise you, I will get some type of resolve for you tomorrow, okay? So be looking forward to me giving you a call. We'll say probably a little bit before lunchtime. If not before lunch, we'll get you after lunch, okay?
That's fine. And you see, when I see 800 numbers that I don't recognize, I don't answer them. So
okay, our telephone
number do you... You will be the one calling me and...
Yep, and you should see on your caller ID, it should say Omax Health.
If I have it on my phone...
Yeah, so you should see 800-765-6691 coming in as an incoming call.
So that's the phone number you'll be using.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that way I can add the information on my phone on that.
Yes, ma'am. So just go ahead and add that in there and save it in there as OMAX, so that way you'll know.
Right, and the only reason I knew about the number, but anytime I call anybody, I write that phone number, you know, that I'm calling and whatever. Okay, Shaney. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome, Ms. Martinez, and I promise you we'll get something figured out for you.
Right. Because to tell you the truth, Shaney, if we can't resolve this, I'm going to have to be forced to drop the subscription, and I don't want to do that.
Yes, ma'am, and that
because
is understandable.
I don't want to collect all of these totals.
Yes, ma'am. I fully understand you on that one.
And tell them that I'm carrying it. And I'm real finicky about my checkbook.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, if I'm off a penny, I find it.
Hey, I understand, because life happens, and we need those extra pennies. And then when you've got something that's waiting to come out versus me looking at my total, that's a big difference.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Shaney.
You're welcome. And again, just
so
before me to give you a call on tomorrow, okay?
All right. That sounds great.
Well, you enjoy
thank
the rest
you.
of your day, okay? And thank you so much
you
for calling
well.
OMAX Health. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.